Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, paid leave for victims of domestic violence, Australia and France announce more military aid for Ukraine. And in sport, Matilda's first match at the Women's World Cup moved to a larger venue. G'day from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has announced that victims of domestic violence will be entitled to 10 days of paid leave starting on the 1st of February. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it will apply to at least 7 million workers, extending the current 5 days of unpaid domestic violence leave. Mr Albanese hopes that the measure will be less necessary over time.
No woman should ever have to choose between her job and her safety. No woman should ever have to pick between her financial security and the physical and emotional well-being of herself or of her children. It is truly remarkable that until now these have been very real choices, choices that a shocking number of Australian women have had to face.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says funding will not be cut to Sydney schools linked to the conservative Catholic group Opus Dei amid disturbing allegations made about their practices by the ABC. The Premier yesterday confirmed the New South Wales Education Standards Authority is investigating concerns about some of the schools not following the state curriculum. Allegations have also been made about individuals attempting to recruit students to Opus Dei, as well as sexual health misinformation allegedly being spread through teaching, including discouraging girls from getting the HPV cervical cancer vaccine. Mr Perrottet says it's important the relevant authorities carry out appropriate investigations.
We believe in choice in education. My comments in relation to the Four Corners story last night is that I'll make this point very clearly. There is no place for bullying in any school across New South Wales, and teachers and parents, we all have an obligation to ensure that that doesn't occur in schools. In relation to specific allegations, as the Minister and I raised yesterday, those matters, when raised, are referred to the Education Standards Authority.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif has visited the wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded mosque in Peshawar, Pakistan's northwestern city. Several people have died, with many succumbing to their injuries in the hospital, bringing the death toll to 59. Police claim the attacker appeared to have walked through several security barricades to enter the Red Zone compound, which houses police and counter-terrorism officers. The Pakistani Taliban, known as the TTP, has admitted responsibility for the bombing. A witness, Haji Shanawaz, says there are still bodies buried under the building rubble.
I did not see any dead bodies. We took out the injured and sent them to hospital. The dead bodies should all be inside the mosque, buried under the rubble.
Bonza, Australia's newest budget airline, will take off for the first time today, promising low-cost flights. Queensland Tourism Minister Stirling Hinchcliffe claims the airline's launch marks Australia's first high-capacity, low-fare startup in 15 years. The first flight will connect the Queensland vacation destinations of the Sunshine and Whitsunday coasts. Chief Executive Tim Jordan claims the airline's aim is to improve the aviation environment for many Australians.
Bringing low fares, low cost fares to many parts, many large regional centres for the very first time, that's really what Bonza is all about. It's about new market stimulation and giving many, many places, many people the opportunity to travel, to see friends and family and to explore this wonderful big backyard that we've had. We're about new market stimulation. We're about travel for the many, not the few.
Interest rates have been tipped to rise by 0.25% next month, placing more pressure on the cost of living and the property market. It comes as the monthly consumer price index indicator climbed by a new peak of 8.4% in December, accelerating from 7.3% due to high retail sales. Deutsche Bank Australia's chief economist Phil O'Donoghue claims the increase will take the cash rate from 3.1% to 4.1% in the coming months. To soccer, football, Australia has welcomed a move by World Cup organisers to change the location of the Matildas' first match at the Women's World Cup. Demand for tickets to watch the side take on the Republic of Ireland on the tournament's opening day has prompted FIFA to move the match from Sydney Football Stadium, which seats 42,000, to Stadium Australia with an 82,000 seating capacity. Stadium Australia has been slated to host knockout matches only, including the final. It's likely Australia's women will smash their home attendance record of just over 36,000 set when they face the USA in 2021. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis as well as special coverage of the day in news, check out our podcast SBS News In Depth.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.